Kyra, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton, a voiceless Josh Sexton once again, because I'm a very, very silly boy. And there's going to be a few people around the table who are going to be mocking me throughout this show, and that is Mike Kearney, Fuad Hassan, and Siobhan Began. You may have heard them already mocking me before the show started there. Jürgen Klopp has just held his pre-West Ham United press conference anyway, and we're going to get stuck into a few of the talking points from that, mainly some of the player-focused stuff, because there was a lot to get stuck into on that side of things. We've got Andy Middleton coming up in the second part of the show as well, speaking to Neil for the opposition view, and then we'll do our usual team selections and score predictions in the third part. But Mike, I'll come to you first. I thought it was interesting what he was saying about Tsimikas in the press conference there, because he's played twice this week now, and there's this sort of thing about him, you know, rivaling Andy Robertson, pushing Andy Robertson, and Klopp didn't really like to get drawn into that today. He was sort of saying it's not a rivalry thing. Andy Robertson is one of the best left backs in the world, and Kostas does push him in training, but we also know that Andy needs rest sometimes, and then we have Kostas to come in, and it's a good position to be in, to be honest, isn't it, to have those two good left backs at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, he sort of gives it away, doesn't he, by saying Robertson's the best left back in the world. So without really, it's a statement that we all know and agree with, but without really meaning to say it, he's just said, yeah, Robertson's my number one, but it's great to have Kostas there, who's very capable, and to be honest, you wouldn't be bothered if he was playing Sunday, if we had an injury there all of a sudden. He's actually becoming a really, really, really good member of the squad. And the start of the season for him was probably the biggest part, because last year, it was ruined for him, really, as a player. You'd be a bit gutted when you're moving, getting injured, getting COVID, not really settling properly, no crowds, nothing. But this the way he started the season, the Palace game in particular for me, where he was just like non-stop. It was like I was on the pitch, really, and even though the game was won, he was running around like a madman.
Hang on a minute, Liverpool won that game, didn't they?
I would like to think I would play then, proper going for it, and not just rest on his laurels, and you know, not just the performances on the pitch, but obviously in training, where you know he's playing against the best players in the league. He's obviously done himself, you know, really, really well to be thrown in whenever Klopp feels Andy needs a rest.